tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know, we are here
to give you honest opinions.
Not paid ones.
Couple of critics.
Cass and Bell host.
Podcasts and reviews.
Movies, shows,
products, and events.
Out today.
We are a couple of critics.
Hey, what's going on? This is Cass and Bell. We are
a couple of critics.
All right, we got it on time this time. All right, great. So this one is going to be a little different. So something monumental happened in Orlando, something huge.
Yes.
All right. So unfortunately, my wife wasn't there. So she probably not going to have a lot of feedback on it. So my son was there, but like at the end of the day, he's not going to say much. But like, yeah, it was cool.
It was dope.
So our son just turned 16.
Yes.
And a few months ago, he said, hey, Dad, you know, Travis Scott is coming into town and I really want to, you know what I'm saying, see him. So no problem. I'm not a big Travis Scott fan personally.
Me neither. I don't know.
So only thing I really knew about him was a couple songs from years ago and then like how people died at his concert or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was like,
Rest
in peace on people. So I said, fine, I'll take you. So I went there with an anticipation of not really liking it. So I go there. And there was a whole bunch of young people. I mean, oh my God. I didn't know so many young people.
Like
Travis Scott's like 38. I mean, 35, 36, 32, something like that.
Are you sure?
Yeah. He's in his 30s.
Wow.
So I'm like, man, a lot of young people love him. And my son's like, yeah. All right, whatever. So there was a rumor going around, right? Mm-hmm. That Kanye West was there, was going to be performing, right? Now, this was Travis Scott's last show on his Utopia tour.
Yep.
And Kanye posted a picture of him at an airport. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, oh, that's Orlando Airport. Now, Kanye ain't been into States in months. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been in Europe somewhere doing Kanye stuff Europe. Doing what Kanye does. So I called up my people. Shout out to DJ 5 Venom. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He was going to Dubai. See, that's how we got people like that. He's going to Dubai and
going
shit.
Quatar.
So he's in the airport. I was like, you know, we just started chopping up about other stuff. And I was like, yeah, I'm at the Travis Scott concert. He's like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, people were saying, rumors is going around that Kanye may be here, right? Because they had us wait outside longer than usually. It wasn't like nobody in the arena, right? So a lot of people are like, yo, Kanye. People are like, ah. So, you know, knowing the insiders, you know what I'm saying? DJ 5 Ben on my inside, he hit me up with the picture like, oh, yeah, Kanye's in there doing a sound check. I'm like, oh. So he verified. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. I got the inside. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's good to know industry people. You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, yeah, Kanye's there. Cool, whatever. So we go into concert. Now, we have some great seats, right? We have some really good seats. Now, if you've never been to a Travis Scott's concert. Mm-hmm. He has this like rock stage where he walks across. It's like a huge rock stage
rock?
In the middle where he just walks differently. So really any position you're
see
in,
him.
Some you may not see him, some you may, but he walks across so you
can I see.
So it was cool. We had like front row up in front type seats, right? So funny story, before we get there, right? Mm-hmm. The concert didn't start yet, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm walking. Now, we live in Orlando, Florida. Now, if you don't know, in Orlando, Florida, we have a school called Full Sail. Mm-hmm. At this school is where WWE, the rest of the people, do their practice. And they have their, you know, most of them there. They shoot next NXT there. So a lot of the superstars are always in Orlando, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm walking up the stairs, and right, because I had to go to the bathroom. And also I passed Kevin Owens. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, shoot, Kevin Owens. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I was like a fanboy because you're like wrestling. I was like, yo, you're Kevin Owens, right? He's like, yeah, that's me. I was like, oh, wow. You know, that's like, yo, love you. Blah, blah, boom. Went to the bathroom. So I go back to my seat, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, son, guess what? I was like, I just met Kevin Owens. He's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, Kevin Owens. He's like, right over there, Kevin Owens here. Kevin looks at me because he's right in front of us. Yeah, I'm Kevin Owens. Like, oh, shoot, you've been right here the whole time. And I saw him earlier, but I didn't see like his whole face.
Right.
And this guy with his son that's sitting right in front of us the whole time, but like I never saw him.
Yeah, you didn't know.
You know, so nobody knew it was Kevin Owens until we would start saying, that's Kevin Owens. Oh shit, that's Kevin Owens. I'm like, yeah, that's Kevin Owens. Kevin's like, yeah, I'm Kevin Owens. So he started taking pictures with people. So he's laughing the whole concert. Cool guy, really cool, down to earth. He was like, any pictures anybody wanted to take, he's like, come on, cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so the concert was dope. The kids were crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I guess 20,000 kids.
Oh man, it was crazy, right? So before the concert started, mm-hmm. right? Now, this is Travis Scott's concert.
Mm-hmm.
They up there yelling Kanye West.
Right.
That's how big Kanye is at somebody else's concert. They're like, Kanye, Kanye.
Because they already know.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man. I'd be all hurt if I was Travis Scott. Like, yo, this is my concert.
Well, how is he hurt? I mean, he sold out the damn concert.
I know, but that's my concert. You should be yelling at least one for Travis Scott. They was doing Kanye, Kanye, the whole one. So fine. The concert was going on. It was dope. He had, like, the pyro with tech. The pyro was crazy. The lights were crazy. He had this ride where he took people off out of the crowd. And it was this big old head that people got on top of, went up in the air, and went across the stage back and forth.
Oh, man.
It was crazy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he had.
But then he was like, yo, you know, there's somebody in my career, blah, blah, blah. And then the screen, and you saw Kanye. He had, like, the Jason mask on, right?
Of course.
Kanye walking
of course.
Through.
In Kanye's fashion.
Ah! Everybody uh-huh. going crazy. Right? I'm sorry, going crazy. Oh my God, Kanye!
Of course, yeah. Screaming like a girl. Uh-huh.
I was screaming like a girl. I was screaming as a mature man.
Mature
I was
man,
like,
right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. That's
like
what I'm talking about.
Screaming, huh?
I was like, that's what I'm talking right. about. So Kanye comes out, right? So, and then also Ty Dolla $ign comes
uh-huh.
out. So I was like, oh, shoot. You know what I'm saying? Because you know Ty Dolla $ign and Kanye got an album called Vulture that's coming out, I think, Friday.
Is it still coming out?
Yeah, it's coming out.
Because I mean, it's so. Been postponed so
exactly.
many times.
But anyway, so they come out there. They do mm-hmm. Travis Scott's song, everything. Then all of a sudden, Kanye does this. He does the song Rihanna.
Uh-huh.
He does All of the Lights.
Oh.
He does this other song.
Oh,
so he
took
did like
it
three
way
songs.
Back.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. He did like three songs, right? So I'm crazy because, you know, Kanye. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We grew up on some little
right,
Kanye.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The real Kanye.
So we going crazy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. And it's cool because, like, for the seats we had, to see Kanye in concert, he ain't done in a concert in the States in a long time.
It's been a long time.
And that was his first time coming mm-hmm. in the States in months,
mm-hmm.
almost a year he
yeah.
hasn't been in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And then come and perform and we there. Now, you know a Kanye concert is going to cost you $2,000 to
mm-hmm.
get that close.
Yep.
Our tickets were $2,000 and we were in the front seat and we saw Kanye West. So to me, it was worth the money, right?
There you go.
Worth the money.
It was worth that,
you know,
$500, huh?
So the show was crazy. I ain't gonna lie. The show was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Kids were taking off their shirts.
Oh, boy.
Some kids, a lot of boys were in their boxes and no t-shirts.
Boxers? What
and,
the hell?
And going crazy because they were straight. So,
oh,
so,
my
so
gosh.
The end of the concert ended. So now, I don't know these songs,
mm-hmm.
but he has this new album that came out last year
mm-hmm.
called Utopia,
mm-hmm.
I believe. And there's one song that was the popular one. It was called Fiend.
I have no idea what
right?
it is.
So, I didn't know either,
uh-huh.
right? So the thing comes on, everybody goes like literally crazy.
Oh.
That's when everybody starts taking off their shirts.
Oh, boy.
Throwing it around. I'm like,
okay,
what's going
what
on?
Going
here?
On?
I'm like, what's going on?
All these
and then
teenagers.
It's like, doo-doo. And this uh-huh. I rile. I did. I'm like, what's
what?
Going on? I was like, see, I know music alone. Like, this shit's gonna explode.
Uh-huh.
I already know.
Right.
Because, you know, when they start with that.
Yep.
I was like, oh, shit.
I already know.
All of a sudden, it's like, feet, boom, uh-huh. everybody, going crazy. Everybody go crazy nuts.
Girls,
I was like, oh, shit, the place is rattling. People
shaking,
taking their
huh?
shirt off. I'm like,
going crazy.
What the hell's going on?
Wow.
Then he stops, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, this side over here. Then he goes to one side, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yo, put the lights over there, right? Then all of a sudden, the song starts again. Oh, you're the one. Then Fiend, I go crazy. Then he stops again. Then he goes to another side. He
okay.
does like eight times.
Oh, dang.
Like every section.
Right.
Like it goes crazy.
Uh-huh.
I got tired because, like, I ain't gonna lie, the song was jamming.
Uh-huh.
Like that beat was hard. Like
right.
that shit was like.
That sounded like it was hard.
Like,
doom, 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 doom. Yeah.
That shit was hard.
Uh-huh.
And it was going crazy.
Yeah.
Like everybody, all the guys had their shirts
uh-huh.
off and stuff.
And
there's this guy.
The air.
This guy in front of us, he was
uh-huh.
like 42, right?
Uh-huh.
My man had his shirt off on the chair.
What?
Travis said, yo, how old are you? He's like, I'm 42. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, yeah. He's calling old people out, like, yo, how old are you? This guy was like, I'm 52.
So
get up.
Dang.
Like, yeah. So it was crazy.
And then there was a guy that ran on stage.
Yeah, there was a guy that ran on stage that, like, Travis, the
security
trying to
guard,
give him.
Yeah.
But Travis was like, nah, chill. Yo, what you doing, man? Blah, blah, blah. I talked to him a little. I think it was staged, to be
right,
honest.
Uh-huh.
My, you know, our son said it wasn't. I thought it was staged. But, you know, because, like, I'm just saying, he ain't trying to have no type of lawsuits no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Maybe it was. Anyway, but, like I said, people ran on stage.
Mm-hmm.
They had the mosh pit going mm-hmm. crazy.
Yeah, a mosh pit, too?
Yeah.
Damn.
You know, I have to admit that it was one of the best concerts mm-hmm. I've ever been to. Like, wow. The energy in there mm-hmm. for his music was ridiculous. It was off the charts. Huh? These young kids love some Travis Scott.
Dang.
And, you know, I said something to my son, and please don't take offense to what I'm saying mm-hmm. because I don't wish nothing bad upon nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand in that environment mm-hmm. How those people died. Because mm-hmm. and let me explain. Because the crowd is so into it,
mm-hmm.
jumping around, mm-hmm. pushing each other, that energy, okay. you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
That like
they couldn't contain themselves.
Exactly. And you could I could see it.
Yeah,
you know what
where
I'm saying?
It gets
if
to
we
that
were
level.
In seating mm-hmm. the way it was,
it would have been chaos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They had mm-hmm. and one thing I could say in the mosh pit, because they had of course our seats, and mm-hmm. then they had like the stage, but mm-hmm. then around it, people, whatever, they had water, mm-hmm. they had security.
Yeah.
So obviously he's learned from
mm-hmm. yeah,
you know. Saying what happened, but I could understand. Like I said, I don't wish mm-hmm. nobody to die, yeah. so I'm not saying it's
God
good.
Those
God bless those young ladies, those ladies that
ladies
passed away.
And gentlemen.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But I could understand mm-hmm. the energy
because they're because
that's like they're all in one big field.
Yeah, and they're just
and together.
Yeah, they're
like
just
there's no air.
Crushing each other.
Yeah, but I can understand the energy.
And plus, we've got
people,
drugs and alcohol and tax, so it's a lot of things.
Yeah, so, you know, unfortunately, it's the downside mm-hmm. of people loving you so
yeah.
much. It's like a Michael Jackson concert. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
niggas
yeah.
is passing
out
at Michael Jackson concert. You know?
Out, yeah.
This nigga staying on stage for 12 minutes mm-hmm. just looking around.
Yeah,
niggas going crazy.
Out.
You know what I'm saying? Passing out. So, you know, when people got love like that for the music,
it's...
You could understand,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to lie. When he played Feet, like all the other music mm-hmm. was going crazy.
But when he played that one song,
Kanye
huh?
too, all that stuff. But that Fiend.
That one song. I don't even know what Fiend is.
Yo.
So I would have to kind of hear it.
Yeah. But you know what? I listened to it on the radio, mm-hmm. on the speakers of the car. It is not the same impact.
Okay.
Like you got to have some bass speakers.
I see. Because
that shit hit. That shit be like smack you in the face like,
Okay.
I was jumping around like crazy too.
You were a teenager.
Everybody was going crazy. Kevin Owens was going crazy. Everybody he told Kevin Owens to get up because Kevin was sitting down and he was like, the 42-year-old guy was sitting next to him standing. He's like, you get up. I was like, you don't know that's Kevin Owens, dude. He's like, yo, get up. Just kind of got up like, all right. You know what I'm saying? But that Fiend song was...
It was dope, huh?
Yo, that shit was hitting hard. Them speakers.
Well, you know the M way. Well, now the Kia Center.
Yeah, the Kia Center. Yeah, so of course they had a Kia car.
You know,
what's a Kia?
They had a Kia car there, right?
Yeah, the Kia car. I told you, remember I said you're going to have a Kia car.
Yeah. No offense to Kia drivers or owners.
If you want to sponsor, that's fine.
You know, that's great.
But anyway,
I didn't know Kia was that big, though. Dang. I mean, Kia is huge in Florida. I mean,
I guess.
Yeah, that Kia Super Centers, they got a couple of them.
Oh.
Taking over. Shoot, that's that 10-year warranty.
Yeah, that's another review. Let's not be giving free publicity. Anyway, but that energy of that song, Fiend.
Yeah, it
was crazy. Like, everybody, there were sections mm-hmm. of people that had their shirts off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sections. And I'm sure if I looked harder, it's probably a girl that probably had her shirt off. I'm sure there's probably some girl out there that had her shirt off.
She had her shirt
There was one girl that was on the lift, right? That had like that Ice Spice skirt that was like half on her ass and she was shaking. Everybody's like, we know we could just see all under there. You know what I'm saying? So, but the energy was crazy. It was one of the best. Like, I'm not a Travis Scott fan, mm-hmm. but as far as concerts go, mm-hmm. like, the only one that topped that energy-wise mm-hmm. was J. Cole.
Oh, yeah, J. Cole.
You know what I'm saying? J. Cole, you know, he was there by himself.
It was by himself.
And that energy was
crazy. Yeah, he didn't
crazy.
Have nobody but him.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
But Travis Scott, I'm telling you, his concert.
It took it up.
I don't know if, I'm sure it's like that all the time, mm-hmm. but what brought extra was Kanye being there.
Yeah.
Like, that was historic.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely historic. Yeah, that wasn't just a guest appearance. That was historic.
Even all the news outlets were on it right after it happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's articles coming out, you know, so it was a big deal.
Yeah, that was...
I mean, that's Kanye.
Yeah, it was a historic night, to be honest. It was the last stop on his tour, mm-hmm. too, which made it even more... historic.
Yeah.
So I definitely have to tell anybody, if you ain't been to a Travis Scott concert, definitely go to it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely check it out. Definitely go to it.
In a playground.
As long as it's not in a field.
In a field.
With
field. 12,000
people.
Or anything,
don't do Travis Scott Fair. Do it in a concert hall.
Yeah, do it in, do it in a with arena. Four walls.
Yeah, exactly. Do not do it in a field because, like I said, I could. That's why I don't even go to like those things because I'm not gonna be in a field.
Yeah, where everybody's on top of you and mosh.
And you can't piss. Yeah, and, no. You know what I'm saying? Like to get out is like crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So God bless those people that do it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, roll it out. Yeah, everybody know Venom, one of my best friends, and he's a DJ. Mm-hmm. I've been invited to roll it out every year. I know the owner Tarek and all that stuff, but I've never been to roll it out. Which everybody looks at me like, how does that happen? Because I'm not, even though I wouldn't be in the field, I really wouldn't be. But I don't like the festivals like that, you know, because it's just too much.
Yeah, not a big festival.
I like a concert where I can sit down in some AC, enjoy myself, and go home.
And go home.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But like I said, but all jokes aside, you know, if you really want to see a good concert in the future, because his tour's over now, but in the future, you know, definitely check out Travis Scott. His music isn't bad. I didn't know a lot of it, to be honest, but it was jamming and the energy was great. So if you're going to a concert, the money was definitely worth it. Not the $55 shirt that I spent for my son.
Oh, yes. Yes. Let's offer your $55
shirt. $55 for a goddamn shirt.
A $55 shirt? Really?
And then it was $40 for some damn two orders of freaking tenders and some fries. And a soda.
You know, well, it's still, I mean, eating ridiculous. At Amway / Kia Center.
Let's be proper. Kia Center.
Oh, okay. It is always expensive.
Yeah, so. So, but like I said, I would definitely recommend it. Go check it out. Go check him out whenever he gets back on tour. I would definitely recommend his concert, high energy, good people. Even the kids there, like, they weren't even bad kids. Like, to be honest, it was no fights. It was no issues. Like, they were good. Like, it was good young kids that were there. Yeah. Like, literally, like, you know, I was expecting to see some fights or something, you know?
Right, right.
Like, it was nothing but good kids there. I was just there to have a good time.
Maybe,
you know, so, you know, it kind of gave me some hope of the future. Because these young kids weren't on some thug shit. They weren't on no beef with it. Everybody was just there to have a good time.
Well, I don't think his music good is energy. On the thug side, though. His music,
I mean, no, no. But what I'm saying,
don't know his music
I know,
either,
no, no. Was, well, I'm just saying in general. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was no the young kid shenanigans.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? It was nothing but good
fans,
energy.
Just
fans that really, really messed with Travis Scott there to have a good time. Okay. Everybody was friendly. Everybody was nice.
Cool.
All the kids were respectable. You know, I was like, oh, I'm too old. And this girl that was next to us, like, you're not too old. Go have a good time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was definitely a great time. And, you know, we lucked out with the Kanye West, the Kevin Owens. It was a magical night for my son. You know what I'm saying? For his birthday. And I was glad I was able to provide that. So, yeah that was pretty much it, man. It was a great time. But like I said, we appreciate y'all. Definitely check out couplecritics.com. You know, we have all our reviews there. Some are podcasts. Some are just straight reviews that we put. We just blog. You want to catch us on YouTube/@couplecriticsreviews. You want to check us out on Instagram @couplecriticsreviews. And on Facebook, just go to Cass and Bell.
Cass and Bell.
And you know, you can see this podcast and our other one, Divorce Not an Option. I don't know if the same people listen to this or listen to that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know, that's about relationships and stuff, so I don't know. But if you are a black man, I also have a podcast called Black Men's Mental Health Podcast, which is one of the top mental health podcasts in the world.
Black brothers.
Exactly. So you can listen to that as well. I don't know if the people listen to that either. But you know, we'll promote it all. We'll throw it all out there. All right. So also download the app. The Culture Radio app. That's our network, fully interactive network where you can listen to podcasts. You could listen to
different stations
or different music genres, fully interactive. You could chat with your podcast while they're on live. Fully interactive network called the Culture Radio Network on iTunes and Google. So download that where you could check this. You can see this podcast and our other podcasts on there as well. All right. That's enough of publicity and self-promo. So until next time, guys, appreciate you.
Have a good one. Ciao.